here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. It's going to be a huge show tonight. We have so many things to talk about, with our local teams to our U.S. men's and women's national teams. Men's, of course, resuming World Cup qualifying starting up on Thursday. Michael Lewis will have the latest information from the U.S. camp. The U.S. men host Trinidad and Tobago on Thursday and then travel to the Azteca to take on Mexico Sunday evening. We also have two special guests this evening. At 7:15, we're happy to be joined by Rhinos Chief Business Officer Mark Washoe. We'll talk about what's going on the business end of the Rhinos and all the promotions that are coming up and what the Rhinos are doing to get people into the stands. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by former Rhino and current Rochester Lancer Isaac Kesey, who had a goal and an assist yesterday in the Lancers' 3-0 victory over Fort Pitt. We also welcome back Mr. Zero, Dick Howard from the UK. We'll talk about international soccer, Series UEFA Champions League final, and a major injury to a big soccer star who's near and dear to my heart. He may miss the start of the next season in the league. So we'll talk about that with Dick. But let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And Joe, you got to smile. And even though Juventus lost, they put up a great effort. The better team just won the match.
No, on the contrary, they didn't put up a good effort. They were... Half were good in the first half. They were atrocious in the second half.
But they had the best goal of the day, though.
Yeah, they had the best goal of the day. Big deal. But the whole thing is that very disappointed. I knew they can play better. All the Italian people I'll tell you one thing. I have a lot of love for Frank Carricchio and Napoli and all that. But they're Neapolitan people. They had all the Blancos on their balcony and everything. They wanted Juventus to lose. So shame on them and shame on the people that... at the end of the day, Italian soccer, it's Italian soccer. And Juventus have to be an Italian team. And so, you know, to root for another country... Because they represent, Juventus represent the Italian soccer. They represent Napoli, they represent Torino, they represent Italy on a major tournament.
Don't forget, Joe, Italy's only been around for about 150 years. So it used to be all sorts of different feudal kingdoms.
What's that got to do with that? The fact is this.
There's still a lot of nationalism amongst the different areas of Italy.
But when it comes for national team, and when it comes for the national honor, you know, I think that all Italian should be rooting for the team. I don't think that Naples, just because Juventus beat them,
Come together this weekend when the Azzurri play against Liechtenstein.
If I had anything to do with the Italian league, Nagangola, the guy that plays for Napoli, he predicted that we will lose, and then he made fun on Twitter and on Facebook. I will kick him out. Let it go back in his own country.
Well, you know what? Juve won the double. They won the league and the cup, so it's still a good season.
The whole thing was about Buffon retiring as a champion.
Well, maybe he'll come back next year.
I doubt it.
We'll see. We'll talk more about this with Dick Howard in a little bit, but let's bring in our first guest right now. certainly one of the most popular players ever to play here in Rochester. Now back in action with the Rochester Lancers. And he is also, if you don't know, he is also now a registered nurse. And we're all very proud of him. He's Isaac Kesey, and he joins us now. And his appearance brought to you by Faber Homes. Number is 889-4840, or go to faberhomes.com if you want to get a new home. The place to go is Faber Homes, the Bernie Iacovangelo and his family, big supporters of Rochester soccer and of our show, and we appreciate all of their support. And Isaac, thanks so much for being with us on the show tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Isaac, I was there yesterday, and congratulations on being a nurse. I mean, you could have took care of your own ankle injury.
That's what I'm currently doing, just doing some rehab exercises and kind of icing it away.
I would have made you 100%.
Yep, we're still here, Bob. There's a little technical difficulties, but we're still cranking away here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Isaac, I know that you are back in action, and we're very happy. We thought your career was over after the injury, your knee injuries that you suffered with the Rhinos. Why did you decide to come back and play, and how is your knees doing at this point?
Actually, it's been pretty good. It was very challenging at that time when, you know, I had my second knee surgery, and, you know, from all the reports I got from the doctors, were like, you know, you're going to have these chronic pain going on, so you better off just giving it up so you can have a normal life. And I was like a challenge. I mean, all my life pretty much getting a chance or getting a scholarship to come to the States, win a Dayton and everything was a challenge for me being in this country. So I took it upon myself to just rehab and just chip away the time whilst, you know, working on my nursing degree, and, you know, was my way of trying to get back to the game, trying to see if I can help other people achieve their dreams, you know, whether it has to do with sports or just getting back healthy to their daily life. And actually worked out. I felt good. I've been playing around the TSE a little bit, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to give it a run. And it's actually been holding up pretty well.
That's great news. And, boy, it was a great game yesterday. The Lancers 3-0 victors over Fort Pitt, a goal and an assist for you. How did it feel to come out and do the job for the Lancers yesterday?
It felt great, you know, throughout the week or even at the start of the season. You know, our coach, Doug, has been telling us to try to set a tone. And so a lot of new guys and a lot of younger guys. So we figured, you know, since I've been in the game, I've been around the game for a long time, I forget, you know, we come out pretty strong and try to shut those guys down, because we had a terrible game against them when we played them away. The field was very narrow, and we felt like, you know, we had more possession, but we just couldn't we just couldn't bury the chances. So, you know, throughout the week, we worked on, you know, just pouncing on them early, and it actually paid off.
Well, actually, you know, I was watching you, and amazing how fast you are, you know, and you were marked, you were brought down, you were manhandled, but you manhandled them.
I still have to show them. I still have a little bit of some, you know, juice left to scare them a little bit. You know, I can't just make it too easy for them. You know, I had to show them. It still runs in the blood, so it was good to just be out there. It's a great outlook on life right now, to just enjoy every moment, enjoy every opportunity, and just leave it all out there, you know, and not have any regrets. And it actually feels good.
Well, actually, so do you have a job now as a nurse, or are you still looking for a job?
Oh, I've been working at the neurosurgery unit, 530-600. Shout out to all my nursing folks working tonight. I know overnight shifts can be very challenging, but I've been there since last July. We focus on a lot of stroke patients. It's a med surge unit, so we get overflow of ortho patients, pretty much everybody, but mostly we take patients that have a lot of brain and spinal cord injuries.
Isaac, you guys have two big matches this week at home. You've got Syracuse on Friday, and then the defending NPSL champions, AFC Cleveland, on Sunday. Two big matches if the Lancers are going to make the playoffs. How are you guys preparing?
I think everybody is tuned in right now. A lot of guys are buying into what, you know, the coach is showing us at practice. And We trying to build on this momentum, and Friday will be, we're taking the game at a time. Friday will be challenging. I feel like Syracuse had a good bit of the ball when we played them at home, but again, we need to set the tone right from the start since it's our home game, and you know, get Friday over with and prepare for Sunday. I know Cleveland will be a huge challenge too because I think they're top of the table, but I think we should be ready for them. I think guys are ready. Guys are hungry now, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Isaac, we're looking forward to seeing you Friday night, 7:30. Lancers kick off against Syracuse FC, and then Sunday at 4 o'clock after the women play, the men will play against AFC Cleveland. That's the match. If you want to come out, we'll come out to both matches if you can. But the big one is Sunday. It's the defending champions of the entire league are coming into Rochester, so it's going to be a very exciting and quality match. Some great play on both ends. So, Isaac, we wish you guys all the best, and we'll see you this weekend.
Oh, thank you. And want to urge our listeners, if you have a chance on Friday and Sunday, come out and support your local team. I mean, the Rhinos and the Rochester Lancers, and hopefully we can set up something with the Lancers indoor. You know, support your team, support your local teams, and let's get our name out there. Thanks for having me.
Very well said.
Thank you very much, Isaac, for being on the show. We appreciate it.
No problem. You're welcome.
Okay. That's Isaac Kesey from the Rochester Lancers. By the way, the Lady Lancers play Saturday at 1 o'clock against New Jersey Copa FC, who were the runners-up in the league last year. And then they play the New England Mutiny on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So four matches you can see at Aquinas between
five bucks each.
You get into on Sunday's a doubleheader. You get in to see both matches. So it's a big opportunity with the Rhinos on the road. If you want to get to see local soccer,
and
this
kids,
your chance.
Remember, kids are free. So just be sure that you bring your kids, and they got a lot of good things over there for them to do. They got a playground. They got everything. So and then they got great food besides that too. So. I indulge in the food, even though I didn't want to, but I indulge in the food.
Absolutely. And it's supposed to be in the 80s this weekend, so that'll be much better than what we've been experiencing. But let's take our first break. When we come back, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, returns after a lengthy absence. We'll talk international soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos travel to Florida for two important matches this week. Wednesday, the Rhinos face Orlando City B at 7:30 p.m. and then take on the Tampa Bay Rowdies on Saturday at 7:30. Visit rhinosoccer.com to find out how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back home at Capelli Sports Stadium next Saturday, June 17th at 6:05 p.m. to take on the Ottawa Fury. Featuring former Rhinos Steven Dos Santos, Anoa Abassi, and Lance Roseboom. Purchase your Rhinos Flex Packs and individual match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates, right near the 390 Expressway, but there is a lot of construction going on there, so it might be better to come in from the city, from Mount Reed Boulevard up Lyle Avenue to avoid all the construction. You can visit the interactive website, davidolivodmd.com, which is being updated with all the latest information on the practice, or the number to call is 328-3382. Dick, welcome back. It's been so long since we've spoken to you. We're very happy you're back with us.
It's great to be back and great to see soccer on TV. You know, Andrew, it is so difficult sometimes getting TV coverage of the games in England. I thought it'd be no problem, be similar to North America, but the TV coverage is very limited, especially of a big game I wanted to see at the end of the season, Arsenal and Everton. BT, which own the rights for the Premiership games, the contract finished 2 weeks before that game, so the game wasn't on TV. But I'm glad to be back because, as I say, I can see live games here in Toronto, obviously, and a lot of games on TV. Yeah. I wasn't in anywhere close to the big games. I was down in the southwest near to Exeter and up in the north of England near to Carlisle, and they were both playing each other in a Division Two playoff game, but didn't get to see either game.
Before we go on, we just want to say to all the people impacted by the terrorist attacks that have happened in England, we're praying for all of you, your families, friends, and, of course, the victims as well. Joe?
Incredible, all the things that are happening in the game at the present time, on and off the field.
It is unbelievable, but based upon what you were talking about, television and broadcasting of games, do you believe that that's going to come up afterwards? Because there seems to be people that want to stay home and don't want to go to the game to watch the game. I'm talking at the local in Rochester area. Do you think that having so many games on television will affect people moving away from their home and go and watch a live game?
It will be a factor, Joe, and I appreciate your comment with regards to the Rhinos and the attendances of Rhinos games.
Exactly.
Are people watching games in public at the same time? Possibly, but the key thing is that there's nothing like a live game. You know, it's great to sit in the comfort of your own home and watch a televised game, but the atmosphere prior to, during, and after the game, you can only get by going to a live game. And as I say, the thing now, of course, is that there's so much money tied in with contracts to get the rights for games in the Premiership or the Liga or Serie A. And this is going to be an increasing factor. But having said that, there is nothing like a live game in the atmosphere, as it probably was, you know, in a big game in Cardiff at the weekend. You know, it was, I'm sure, great to be in that part of the country, picking up the atmosphere prior to the big match between Real and Juve.
Joe's still crying.
Well, unfortunately, you know, Juventus didn't do a very good job, but I think they just showed up. They forgot about playing the game. And, you know, be what it may, but they certainly didn't do a very good job. And Real Madrid was the better team, and they scored the goals. And even though the Juventus goal that Mandzukic scored was a superb goal.
It was great.
Yeah, it was quite a game, wasn't it? You know, I thought when Juventus tied the game, I thought, we're going to have a really good finish. But Cristiano Ronaldo and company came through in a tremendous second half performance, and all those matchups we talked about. You know, Dani Alves playing against his national teammate Marcelo, Dybala and Modric, Higuain and Ramos, you know, and of course the big one everybody talked about, Cristiano Ronaldo and Buffon, and unfortunately Cristiano came out on top with his seventh goal in five games playing against the great Buffon, so he won that match. And say Real Madrid were full value at the end, weren't they? It was just a tremendous performance. One thing, guys, that really has impressed me has been Zinedine Zidane. He was more physical in this game than many other games, but what a great player he was. And unlike many great players, he's become a great coach.
For both Real and Juventus in his career. But CR7 got a lot of the accolades, which he did. He scored two goals, and he's got nine trophies in the last 372 days. But the man of the match for me was Casemiro, the midfielder. He won every 50-50 ball and scored the match-winning goal. He was all over the midfield. Real just shut Juventus down, and that was the difference in the second half. It was like a different. They came out as a different team almost. They just were all over the field.
Yeah, Casemiro was outstanding.
He's a great player. So the club season's over. One good thing, MLS is going to have the European champions, Real, playing them in the All-Star game. So that's quite a coup for MLS to have that matchup. Is going to be in Chicago in August. So, but Dick, the big thing happening this weekend is World Cup qualifying, and Italy will be playing Liechtenstein. Should be a rough.
That could be a tough one there, Joe.
Yeah, no, nothing is easy anymore. Yeah. Well, the underdog always playing a great game against the.
And some of the underdogs have been doing very well in World Cup qualifying, haven't they? You know, people expect a blowout, and they're just decided by the odd goal. And this is great and shows the development in many countries.
Absolutely. The big matchup, though, just for historical reasons and rivalry reasons, Scotland hosting England on Saturday, and it's going to be covered all over the world, including here in the United States, live on television. What do you think, the Scots have any chance, Dick, against England?
Okay, it's always a big game, Andrew, and against the old enemy. And this is where Scottish teams in the past have raised their game. It's going to be a fabulous atmosphere in Hampden Park, Glasgow, for the game. England, of course, won 3-0 down at Wembley, no problem in that, the opening game. A lot of pressure on Gordon Strachan, the coach of the Scottish team, but he feels the atmosphere is good in the camp, and there could well be a surprise against Gareth Southgate and the England team. But if you're a betting man, then obviously you'd put your money on England in this kind of game because of the quality of the players is not there for Scotland. But it'll be a great atmosphere, and certainly when we talk about going to live games, it's one of those live games you enjoy seeing, and I've seen a few over the years, and it's just tremendous because the Scottish fans are just tremendous in games, home and away, and England, of course, have their own support. So it's going to be a really interesting game.
It certainly
will. But a great atmosphere.
Speaking of England, I think maybe a little wager happening between yourself and Mr. Sirianni in the under-20 World Cup.
June the 8th.
Yeah. The Italy under-20s will face the the under-20s from Italy, Italy against England in the semifinals, and nobody expected those two teams to be there at this point. It looked very, very surprising, and one of them will go to the final against either Uruguay or Venezuela, who knocked out the U.S., so I don't know. You guys may have to do a little friendly wager on this match.
Well, I think it'll be a bottle of wine, Joe, the wager for the Italy-England game.
That'll be good. That'll be good.
And
right.
It has to be decided, so we've got to get a result. But, no, it's great, you know, when you see the performances of those players. Because traditionally, England, anyway, certainly underachieve at under-20 FIFA World Championships. And in the Republic of Korea, they've raised the game and say it's going to be a really good contest against Italy. But I've been very impressed by the Venezuelans, guys. They did very well in beating the US of A. And they could well create an upset in the game against Uruguay. But some good football in the under-20 World Championship.
Right. We'll talk more about that U.S.-Venezuela match with Michael Lewis in a bit. We teased earlier a big injury that's happened is the star of Chelsea, Eden Hazard, was injured in the Belgium training camp. He broke his ankle, and he may be out all the way to the beginning of the Premiership season, maybe even into the season, which certainly is a huge blow for Belgium and Chelsea.
Yeah. Belgium and Chelsea, or possibly Real Madrid, because there was talk of him maybe going to Real Madrid, but certainly a real blow for the player at this stage of the season, at this stage of his career, and we all wish him a speedy recovery from that. But talking about speedy recoveries, and I'm still recovering from seeing some tremendous reports about a game in Europe. The UEFA Women's Championship League had their final game in Cardiff, and we had two Canadian players on opposite sides of the field. Kadisha Buchanan, one of our great central defenders, playing for Olympic Lyonnais, and Ashley Lawrence, a midfield player playing for Paris Saint-Germain. Olympic Lyonnais came through 7-6 on PKs, and the two Canadian national team players are seen condoling one another, holding a Canadian flag. Great for Canadian football, Canadian women's soccer.
And Alex Morgan, I believe, was injured and could not participate in that final match. He does play for Olympic Lyonnais. She's actually been replaced on the U.S. women's national team by Lynn Williams, the former Western New York Flash player. So, speaking of women's soccer, one more thing. Big match for Canada up at BMO Field this weekend against Costa Rica.
Yeah, they play them on Thursday in Winnipeg, and then on Sunday afternoon they play them at BMO Field. It should be good. And the men's national team have a big game next week against Curaçao, the opening game in the reign of Octavio Zambrano as the coach of the national team.
Well, Dick, as always, it's great to have you back with us, and we certainly have a lot more to talk about, but we're fortunately constricted by time tonight. We're so very glad you're back, and I hope you had a great trip, and we will talk to you again next Monday.
No, it's great. We've been following the results as well, seeing the results the Rhinos are getting, and also TFC, both on good win streaks. So that's apart from last weekend's game for TFC, of course. But it's one of those things you can catch up on it, but you can't see it if you're watching the biggest game of the world TV. We've got to get it sorted with the TV coverage. But we benefit over here, guys, that's for sure.
We're very blessed. Thanks, Dick. We'll talk to you again next week.
Ciao, okay, Andrew. Dick. Ciao, Joe.
Ciao. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have Michael Lewis come up a little bit early tonight with the U.S. Soccer Report. After that, we'll have Mark Washoe, the CBO of the Rochester Rhinos. So stay tuned to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in six locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosh-a-coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos travel to Florida for two important matches this week. Wednesday, the Rhinos face Orlando City B at 7:30 p.m. and then take on the Tampa Bay Rowdies on Saturday at 7:30. Visit rhinosoccer.com to find out how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back home at Capelli Sports Stadium next Saturday, June 17th at 6:05 p.m. to take on the Ottawa Fury. Featuring former Rhinos Steven Dos Santos, Anoa Abassi, and Lance Roseboom. Purchase your Rhinos Flex Packs and individual match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report tonight brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. This is a big week for U.S. soccer. The men's and women's national teams play twice. And, of course, the men in the World Cup qualifying, the big one Sunday against Mexico. Get your U.S. soccer gear. Support the U.S. national teams. Get your gear at Top Notch Monogramming. And tell Tony and Michelle you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, boy, what a week for U.S. soccer this is going to be. I don't know how you're going to manage it. You got so many matches going on this week.
Listen, for me, last week between the international matches and the New York City area teams, it was an interesting juggling act just to put everything up on my website, let alone watch them all. You know, just careful what you wish for. You know, we want to become a true soccer football nation. Well, here we are, folks. I'd rather have this than the alternative.
That's for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Michael, let's talk about the U.S. under-20s, who really had a tremendous record in the World Cup. They did a great job throughout the tournament. And just so people understand, Venezuela, people don't think of Venezuela as a great soccer nation. They had members of this national team, the under-20 team, that are members of their senior national team, including the star player, was playing. If we had Christian Pulisic and all the under-20s that we could have put on the national, on the under-20 team in the World Cup, we would win the tournament. But, of course, we have World Cup qualifying to deal with, and Venezuela doesn't. So that was one of the big reasons why I think
we really won't know the true impact of these international players until 5-10 years down the line. I know Venezuela has never reached a World Cup. They're the weak sister of the South American countries, although the soccer there has improved over the last decade or so. And this could be a golden generation for them. Like I said, we're going to have to find out what happens down the line. But beyond whether or not they do well with the senior team, you've got to take a look at things very logically. You know, Venezuela could be the best team in the tournament. I mean, the U.S., it took until the fifth game that the Venezuelans played that they surrendered a goal. They're a very, very tough side. And who knows, maybe that quarterfinal could be the game of the tournament, looking back at it, especially if Venezuela wins it all. U.S. had a great tournament. I mean, you know, could it have been better? No doubt about it. There were some hiccups, particularly the first wild 3-3 tie, which they give the Americans credit. They battled back from an early 2-0 deficit. But, you know, perhaps if Venezuela was not in the way of the U.S., maybe Tab Ramos' team would be headed for the final. Still, a quarterfinal finishes at the end of the world. Yes. Do we want to see an American youth national team duplicate what Landon Donovan, DeMarcus Beasley, and Kyle Beckerman did with the under-17 team in 1999? For sure. But, again, I think the U.S. lost to a better team and perhaps the championship team. We'll see.
And, Mike, just, you know, speaking about the, you know, the development of young players, as, you know, to your knowledge, has United States soccer really invest a lot of money to promote, you know, the development of soccer at the youth level?
Well, I honestly don't know how much money U.S. soccer really puts into, you know, into its programs. I know it's a considerable amount, but I just can't tell you how many millions of dollars. I think youth players have to still be developed, you know, with their own clubs. That's where you're going to see the greatest learning curve. That's where a player is going to get his or her personality from, or their playing personality is what I mean. Hopefully whoever is the youth coach, the national youth coach, will pick the best players to form the best possible team. Not always necessarily the best players, period, but the best players that could form a team that could be a cohesive unit playing in a World Cup. There's a difference between just taking the best players as opposed to taking the best players to form a team that the coach is looking for. But getting back to your question, I honestly don't know how much money is being spent on it. Like I said, it's a considerable amount.
But, you know, a follow-up to my question is this. In your opinion, do you see the development of soccer in the youth level where it should be? Because, you know, you follow more than we do, you know, what happened in the world soccer of America. What do you see? What is the hope for 10 years on the road, the 5 years on the road, with players that are going to be on the national team, you know, and there's going to be a new era of young players coming
up? I think with more and more MLS teams establishing their own academy teams, players are being forced to play at a higher level, perhaps earlier on. And I think that's going to be a proving ground. I'd like to think the U.S. will move up a level eventually, whether it's in 5 years or 10 years. That's the big question. It just, I think, depends on how the coaching is at that level and bringing out the best possible players. But I'd like to think it's going to move in that direction. Even though I know we want to see things done yesterday, and this is the same thing I keep preaching. I don't always agree with what I preach, but I still preach. It's evolution, not revolution. And like I said, we all want to see things done yesterday, but I think we have to just let things take their time. And like it or not, improvement at the national level, youth or the full team, can be like a glacier or seem like a glacier to us, if you know what I mean, how slow a glacier moves.
That's right. Well, one of those young players that certainly is a budding star, if not already a big star for this U.S. national team, is Christian Pulisic, whose father, of course, is the assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Mark Pulisic. He was a goal scorer in the 1-1 draw friendly against Venezuela over the weekend, and he will certainly be a big factor in the matches coming up this week. First one is Thursday in Colorado at Dick's Sporting Goods Park against Trinidad and Tobago, 7:50 kickoff on ESPN2. It should be a U.S. victory. We're a better side than Trinidad and Tobago. No offense to all your Trinidadians listening. The big one then, of course, is Sunday at the Azteca against Mexico. It is a late start, interestingly enough. 8:30 p.m. kickoff, which avoids the heat potentially in Mexico. So, Michael, what are you thinking about these two matches?
The most important match for the U.S. is the home match. I mean, the mantra in World Cup qualifying is win at home and perhaps get a tie on the road. And if you're really fortunate or really good, well, you're playing a very subpar team, get a victory. I know the U.S. will try to get all 6 points, and rightfully so, but got to take care of business in on your home field. And the U.S., believe it or not, has not lost to a Caribbean team in a World Cup qualifier in almost 50 years. It was 1969 when the U.S. lost to Haiti in a World Cup qualifier at home. So, Bruce Arena, I'd like to think he's going to remind the team, don't take anyone for granted. Trinidad might be in last place, or in fifth place, I'm sorry, maybe it's in sixth. I don't have the standings in front of me, but
they're
you can't take anyone for granted these days. Once the U.S., let's say the U.S. gets the 3 points, then they could start worrying about Mexico. I'll tell you this. I'm not expecting a loss, but I'll take a tie. And if I'm the U.S., I'll take 1 point out of there because historically, the U.S. just has not done well. Yes, in 2013, during qualifying for Brazil 2014, U.S. got a scoreless draw down there. That's when Mexico was going through all sorts of problems, particularly at home. This team, different team, under Juan Carlos Osorio, a dangerous team too. And the U.S. will have a lot to contend with at Azteca Sunday night, which, by the way, I'll be at that game. Looking forward to it.
Wow. We're going to get a report from an on-site report from Michael Lewis from the Azteca. Not from the Azteca, but he'll be back at home, hopefully. But we'll get all the information next week on our show about the atmosphere. I'll take a one-goal loss. I just don't want to see what happened in Costa Rica happen in Mexico. We need the goal difference to stay positive, if at all possible. So the U.S. needs to keep it close against Mexico.
Right.
And before we go, one quick thing. The women are playing twice this week. They're at Sweden on Thursday and at Norway on Sunday. A couple of very strong teams, and we'll see what Jill Ellis can do against these teams. This is, of course, a non-World Cup year. Players we've looked at, Lynn Williams will be part of that team as she was replaced, Alex Morgan, who was injured. So a lot of things going on, Michael, but I know you're looking forward to your trip down to Mexico City. We wish you all the safe travels. And hopefully coming back reporting on a U.S. victory, that would be something.
Have a couple of margaritas.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. I'll be ready for a report. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Mike. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our U.S. soccer reporter. You can only hear him right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And next week we'll have the report from Michael as he will be live at the Azteca as the U.S. faces Mexico Sunday night. It'll be on Fox Sports 1, that match. When we come back, it is Mark Washoe, the Chief Business Officer of the Rochester Rhinos, joining us on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Levo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack foreman in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos travel to Florida for 2 important matches this week. Wednesday, the Rhinos face Orlando City B at 7:30 p.m. and then take on the Tampa Bay Rowdies on Saturday at 7:30. Visit rhinosoccer.com to find out how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos are back home at Capelli Sports Stadium next Saturday, June 17th at 6:05 p.m. to take on the Ottawa Fury. Featuring former Rhinos Steven Dos Santos, Anoa Abassi, and Lance Roseboom. Purchase your Rhinos Flex Packs and individual match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. We're very happy to be joined by the Chief Business Officer of the Rochester Rhinos, Mark Washoe. Mark's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos The next home match for the Rhinos is next Saturday, 6.05 p.m. against the Ottawa Fury, the first league match ever for the Rhinos against Ottawa. It'll be Rock Real Beer Night. Tickets are on sale now. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Mark, thanks very much for joining us on the show tonight.
Yeah, hi, Andrew. Hi, Joe. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it, and enjoyed the Michael Lewis segment just before. Well done.
Thank you. Well, Michael's a professional. We're just amateurs.
And actually, just some people don't know, but I actually had opportunity to work with Bruce Arena two different times with two different teams in my history. I worked with him when we were both at DC United, and then again when I was at the Metro Stars. So I know Bruce well, and certainly wishing him and the U.S. national team good luck through this next wave of qualifying matches that just lie ahead here this week.
Absolutely. And, of course, Mr. Sirianni has known Dave Sarakin for about, what, 40 years now?
Yeah.
And, of course, he's a former member of the NASL Rochester Lancers. We're very proud of David as well. But, Mark, I want to throw something out at you that I calculated over the weekend. In the last 50 home matches for the Rochester Rhinos, their record is 36 wins, 9 draws, and 5 losses. That is incredible. Any team in the world would take a record like that. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, this team needs to have fans in the stands. This is a team that very rarely loses at home. And it's always great to have a team that wins. And I think that's one of the things that hopefully the Rhinos can start to push a little bit more as they, you know, try to get the attendance up at the stadium.
Yeah, you know, Andrew, it's a good string point, and it's sometimes we talk about it, and it's like almost like the best-kept secret in Rochester sports in many ways, where, as you mentioned, I mean, Coach Lilly, what he's able to do with his staff, and now obviously we have Mark Pulisic and Brendan from, you know, he was with Buffalo. I mean, it's just pretty short of remarkable. I mean, with a roster that, you know, is changing from season to season and losing key players, and the fact that he finds a way to win and outsmart opponents all the time, especially to your point at home, is remarkable. And we talked about guys like, you know, Bruce Arena and Dave Sarakin, and you know, he's up there with him. There's no question. And so I know that we talk about our promotions and Rock Real Beer Week, and we had a wind down Wednesday, and all those other promotions to try to appeal to different audiences. But at the core of it all, to your point, is yeah, we've got a great coach, great coaching staff, exciting team. We're always at the top of the table. You know, and a lot of history, right, both not only in the USL but in the U.S. Open Cup. So, yeah, sometimes maybe we don't talk about the soccer side of it enough, possibly. It's very possible that, in the context of all the promotions that we have in trying to lure more fans to the stadium, that maybe the core of the soccer doesn't get talked about as much as it should be.
Mark, Joe Sirianni here. Just you know, I don't know why the Democrat and Chronicles made it at the soccer in Rochester. I don't know. You know, for many, many years, even in the Lancer years, they were very reluctant to support the local team. But they can talk about the Buffalo Bills. They can talk about the Sabres. They can talk about any other team except the. You know, the local team. It is a shame. I don't know what it is. They ought to be ashamed of themselves because they don't promote the local sport. Now, on the other hand, no, because you are the person that they're responsible for. Do you guys reach out to them to be able to, you know, woos them and whatever, you know, so they can write something about it. All the promotions sure. that you make, all the promotions you do, nobody knows about it.
Joe, that's a good point that you made. And actually, recently, myself, David and Wendy Dorkin, our team owners, we met with the CEO, Dan Norselli, of Democrat and Chronicle and DC Digital, and we had a very open conversation about, you know, the coverage, the lack of coverage sometimes that we receive. You know, here with not only us, but some of the other professional teams. And over time, to your point, even when I was a kid growing up here in Rochester, I remember the Lancers were always all over the newspaper, as well as the Red Wings and the Amherst. And for some reason, it's the Bills and Syracuse Orangemen and the Sabres, and then the pro teams locally get skipped, and then it's onto the high school sports, which, again, is great to cover local high school, and there's a lot of great athletes and a lot of great stories. But it's kind of a little bit of, the chicken or the egg in some ways, where DNC Digital will say, well, if we post Rhino's stories and game previews, we don't get as many click-throughs as maybe the local high school stories. But on the flip side, if you're not really drawing attention to it on a regular basis or on a consistent basis, then it's like, well, how do you expect people to gravitate towards you when you do have the articles, right? It has to be more consistent. So I think there's some common ground as it relates to people maybe going a little more towards digital and less away from the traditional newspaper. We certainly have to come up with more human interest stories and bring up stories about our players or athletes, because not only are many of them great on the field and on the soccer pitch, but they also have interesting stories off the field. So it's upon us to kind of try to draw those out a little bit more so people can relate to the personalities that we have within the team. But, it's going to be a work in progress, and we do outreach to all the media and good old-fashioned coffee meetings and lunch meetings, and sometimes we get a lot of great ideas, and we've had some success stories, especially on the TV front, where some TV reporters are coming out more with more frequency than they have. So I think we collectively all have to work on it. But also, I would say one other thing for listeners and fans, it can't always just be the Rhinos or our ownership or me or even folks, you know, with the Rochester community and the soccer fans have to request this coverage too, because it can't just come from us. It has to come organically from the soccer community as well. So that would be another thing for listeners. Hey, you know, don't sit back if you're not happy with the coverage. Approach them and email them and call them and tell them you want more Rhinos and soccer coverage.
Absolutely. Of course, we do the best we can here on our show to promote you guys and plug the matches. And, you know, obviously there's a big match next Saturday against Ottawa, but the U.S. Open Cup you mentioned, the Rhinos will play New England next Wednesday. It's a very important match for many reasons, not the least of which the Rhinos used to be affiliated with New England and or no longer are. But the Rhinos, I think, would have, but if they could beat New England, we might get a home match, and it may be the big team I keep mentioning, New York City FC. And I talked to Joe before, and I said, if Andrea Pirlo, a national hero for every Italian, comes to Rochester, that stadium will be packed to the rafters. Every Italian in town will want to come and see Pirlo because he is a national hero. Not to mention David Villa, who's also a national hero for the Spanish national team.
Yeah, there's no question the U.S. Open Cup is huge for us. Unfortunately, it's a little tough on the team because I know you mentioned it before I came on. They've got to go to Florida this week and have two games in a row, Wednesday, then Saturday, then have to come back home, and then less than 2 days later turn back around and travel up to Boston area to go play this game against the Revolution. But, you know, not only the history that the Rhinos have had in the U.S. Open Cup and all the success, but to your point, if we can beat a Major League Soccer club on the road and then get a chance to come back home, and if we do play New York City Football Club, we could call it Battles in New York and have a lot of fun promotionally-wise with it. But, it could be set up to be really something special. And we actually did talk to New York City Football Club last year. We do talk to international teams, too, about trying to get them to come and play friendly matches and what have you. We almost had them last year, but just it really came down to a scheduling conflict that we just couldn't find a good date. But in any event, it would be a really exciting game. It'd be great to advance deeper into the U.S. Open Cup and certainly beat a Major League Soccer team, to your point, that we had some affiliation with last year. So it's all there for exciting times ahead, and hopefully our team can perform well in Florida, stay healthy, get home, and then be fresh to go and play that game next week.
Well, Mark, I know this is a big, big week for the Rhinos with the two matches in Florida, Tampa Bay rematch, which, of course, was a very intense match, and we'll be watching, and we want to encourage everyone to come out to the stadium and come and see the matches. There's nothing like seeing a match live, and for all you kids out there and your parents who have kids who play soccer, there's no better way to learn than to watch the pros, because you're going to learn things from them that you're not going to pick up on the training ground, things that you can see in person. So, again, 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com. Joe, I know you would echo that as well.
Certainly, you know, I incite everybody, I ask all the people that are soccer enthusiasts to come and support the Rhinos. If the Rhinos go away, soccer is going to die in Rochester. So if you care about soccer, support the Rhinos and support and soccer
and Andrew, I know we're running out of time, but just quickly to your point, I mean, for those that were in the stadium this last game, I mean, the last 10, 15 minutes were really intense, and the crowd was really into it. And, no better way than to show how to play position than watching a professional game. And, by the way, next Saturday we're having some really cool promotions around the Real Beer Week for those that are into the craft beers. And also we'll have specials all week long. And also there's tons of activities for youth soccer, and we have a faith and family night that same night too. So there's something for every audience. And you said just tune into our website or contact us, and we can fill you in all the great promotions that we have and ticket discounts as well.
Mark, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll see you next weekend.
I really appreciate you guys having us on, and keep up the good work. And thanks for covering soccer and Rochester sports.
Thank you, Mark.
Have a good night.
That's Mark Washoe, the CBO of the Rochester Rhinos. I want to thank Mark and Blaise Bourgeois and the Rhinos organization for helping us with the show tonight. Rhinos are at Orlando City B on Wednesday and then at Tampa Bay on Saturday. Back home next Saturday, as Mark mentioned, against the Ottawa Fury, 454 kick or rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Also thanks to Isaac Kesey, Ashley King, also Mark Sedell and the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers are home Friday against Syracuse FC at 7:30 and Sunday at 4 against AFC Cleveland. The Lady Lancers are home at 1 p.m. on Saturday against New Jersey Copa FC and Sunday at 1 against the New England Mutiny. 872-KICK or rochesterlancers.com for tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL, and of course, Mr. Sirianni, the host of the show. We can't do it without him. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.